Victory over death, December 15. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. The voice of the Son of God calls forth the sleeping saints. From the prison house of death they come, clothed with immortal glory, crying, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The living righteous are changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. At the voice of God they were glorified, now they are made immortal and with the risen saints are caught up to meet their Lord in the air. Before entering the city of God, the Savior bestows upon his followers the emblems of victory and invests them with the insignia of their royal state. Upon the heads of the overcomers, Jesus with his own right hand places the crown of glory. For each there is a crown, bearing his own new name, and the inscription, Holiness to the Lord. In every hand are placed the victor's palm and the shining harp. Then, as the commanding angels strike the note, every hand sweeps the harp strings with skillful touch, awaking sweet music in rich, melodious strains. Rapture unutterable thrills every heart, and each voice is raised in grateful praise. Before the ransomed throng is the holy city. Jesus opens wide the pearly gates, and the nations that have kept the truth enter in. Then that voice, richer than any music that ever fell on mortal ear, is heard, saying, Your conflict is ended. Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Now is fulfilled the Savior's prayer for his disciples. I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am. Faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, Christ presents to the Father the purchase of his blood. Oh, the wonders of redeeming love! The rapture of that hour when the infinite Father, looking upon the ransomed, shall behold his image.